Welcome to Side 2 and a look at London Broadcasting's morning programming. Alan McKenzie had been replaced on AM by Clive Roslin, originally presenter of the afternoon show. A new travel service from a helicopter, the first such in Britain, was included in the show with reporter Bob Holness. Bob quickly got his own afternoon news programme, Newswatch, and was joined in it by newsreaders Chris Ryder and Nick Utekin. Just as LBC ceased 24-hour broadcasting, Bob was doing a stint deputising for Clive Roslin on AM. Very quickly, the partnership with Douglas Cameron was established, and before long, Bob moved to AM permanently. The show became affectionately known as the Bob and Doug Show. Outstanding interviews, hard-hitting news, and wit and banter made it the fastest-growing programme on radio.
The most unusual traffic story of this morning, or any morning for some months, has been the fact that a Turkish lorry driver broke down on the A2. He had his lorry with him, of course, and the police couldn't understand any Turkish, he couldn't understand any English, and so there's been a bit of a language difficulty in telling him to get his lorry removed. Well, we on LBC sent an appeal out, and a lady from Wimbledon, Mrs. Tennyson, has very kindly sent us in the Turkish for please move your lorry from the Well Hall Road, and we put that out about 10 minutes ago. I trust you heard that, Therese.
Well, I did, of course, Douglas, and I wrote it down, and we were ready to rush down to the scene of the accident or the broken down lorry and pass the message on, but you'll never guess what the next instalment in the A2 broken down lorry saga is. Well, the police on the scene have just this moment radioed through to say that they made the driver of the broken down lorry understand that they wanted to see his documents, and he produced not a Turkish passport but a Greek passport.
Oh no!
So he's Greek, not Turkish, and naturally enough the police now want to know the Greek for what's wrong with your truck.
It should be a bit chilly today, I believe. You've got trouble at home.
Yes, I have actually. My central heating system's broken down, unfortunately. We're serviced by North Thames Gas. I won't go any further than to say that. But the only thing is that it broke down on Wednesday afternoon, Bob, and the fella came along, and he said, you're on our emergency plan. So I said, yes. He said, that's a 24-hour service. So I said, that's right. Well, he says that this is a routine inspection. He says, there's something routine gone wrong with your thing. So I said, oh, yes. He said, I can't tell you what it is just now because it's 4:30 and I finish at 4:30. So I said, all right. So he said, I'll come back tomorrow morning. So they came back, and it took them until 4:30 yesterday to find out what was wrong with it. And I wasn't in, but he said to my wife, had it been an emergency, he said, I have all the parts in the car outside. He said, I could have repaired that.
A little letter here, Brian, that I thought I'd show you. It came in from Jeff Lumley and Elaine Ford, who picked up something Douglas said the other day. You might remember it. He offered many talents and services that he has, not me, to all of those coming up to major examinations this summer. He said, if you would write to us, if you want some help.
Well, they did.
Well, yes, they did, in fact, and so did several other people. They were travelling to Brunel University, these two, and they say, will you provide a lot of community information? We mentioned this earlier in the programme. We're for sure you'll be able to help us with question one of the enclosed pass paper for a final year degree course. I gave it to him about an hour ago to study. If you have a look at that, would you just mind just reading a couple of lines of that first question, just in case people have just tuned in, they don't know what it's about. Just rattle off the first line.
Yes, prove that set CG of all elements of the group G, which commute with a given element G of G, is a subgroup of G, etc.
Well, yes, good morning.
I don't understand the question.
Good morning, Jeff and Elaine. Well, Douglas, you've had an hour to study it. The letter was addressed, incidentally, to the AM School of Examination Solutions. Serves him right. What is your conclusion?
Well, I'm going to give the answer, Bob, I think, which everybody gives on Mastermind, and which I think when you went on Mastermind and they asked you your name, you gave the answer, pass. I think that just about sums it all up.
Touché.
I think the answer is a lemon.
You're probably right.
People have been kind enough to ring up, not the least of which was our reporter, Christopher Houmousios, who is Greek himself.
He was actually listening, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Good Lord.
And so, Therese, if you are listening, we've got the Greek for please move your lorry. Perhaps the police have their car radios turned on in the Well Hall Road to LBC. Here it comes, and we will repeat it again after the news at 9. Barakalo kiniti to fortigo su apo la Well Hall Road. So that's it in Greek.
Please move your lorry. Please,
yes. Barakalo Kiniti To Fortigo Su Apo La Well Hall Road.
Thank you. AM on LBC at 21 minutes past 7. Good morning from Bob Holness and Douglas Cameron. If you've just switched on, let me bring you up to date with the news that it's just been announced that all the Argentine forces in the Falklands have unconditionally surrendered to the commander of the British Land Forces, General Jeremy Moore.
Janet Travers, who's got hold of a penny which may well be worth over £10,000. Good grief. Jim Kelts, that was, who just handed me the money and quickly snatched it back again. Good morning, Jim. He's our news editor, in case you didn't know.
Did you notice how much that was? Four halfpennies.
I did, yes.
You want to count it, Jim? You want to count it?
Oh, yeah.
Shortly at the Mermaid Theatre, Puddle Duck. It's called Oh, Mr. Porter. Preview, 8 o'clock tonight.
It's not Puddle Duck, it's Puddle Duck.
I didn't say Puddle Duck,
yes,
did I?
Yes, you did. Oh, Jemima Cameron does it again. The birthdays and anniversaries. Eddie Albert, the American actor.
Never leave your wife cash lying about in the first place. Get her to get it from the bank, but I might be accused of being unduly chauvinistic, I suppose, and to avoid provoking a marital split in the Cameron household, all I can suggest, Douglas, is try and claim under your household insurance policy for the £15 that the hound ate. You'd be surprised what is covered sometimes, and they might just pay out for originality.
You'd be surprised what's covered by Douglas Moffat in his city spot.
The household insurance policy, and do you know, stupid man that I am, I left 7 more pound notes for her this morning, and that it really is honestly, folks, I just left 7 quid.
We'll get a progress report on tomorrow's programme, OK?
Show the power of LBC that very kindly the gentleman of North Sea Gas, North Thames Gas, rather. Oh, I'm overcome now. The very kind of the gentleman of North Thames Gas obviously heard our plea and they're now out at the house. I'm very indebted to North Thames Gas. I promise not to make too many pleas in the future.
And it took about 20 minutes all in.
Took about 20 minutes, I think. It just shows the power of LBC. Yes. Advertisers, please note.
Don't go over the top, Douglas. Nice to be considered an emergency. It's 9:45.
The Bob and Doug partnership lasted through to the mid-80s. By then, Bob was already presenting Blockbusters, and when production of that programme moved from Elstree to Nottingham, Bob left AM, and London's mornings have never been quite the same since.
And that's about it from AM for this Good Friday morning. We'll be back, Douglas Cameron, myself, Bob Holness, on Easter Monday with a special programme. And there's a special programme about Paris at 9 o'clock on Easter Monday, which I hope you'll be listening to. Studio engineers this morning were Craig Cable, Chris Davis and Mike Carson. Production team, Mike Stewart, Christine Ball and Helen Armitage. And to Helen, my particular thanks and good luck. Have a good weekend. Hey, Douglas.
Yeah?
You haven't finished the hot cross bun.
At the weekends, LBC seemed uncertain in the early days how newsy and how relaxed to be. Phil Jay was the original presenter, then Paul Callan. Eventually, AM was extended to 7 days. Douglas Cameron co-presented the first Saturday edition to help the launch, and since then it's been presented by a variety of people, including Jenny Lacey and Magnus Carter, Henry Kelly and Steve Jones, who has made the programme his own, and despite it no longer being called AM, has kept the AM sparkle alive, at the weekends at least. Daytime listening has changed over the years. Originally, the station tried a woman's hour sort of approach. Janet Street Porter and Paul Callan in the mornings, then George Gale's open line, and At Home and the children's programme in the afternoon. Eventually, the morning phone-in became established, originally with George Gale, and then a new voice arrived.
And now, till 1 o'clock, it's Brian Hayes on LBC, the newsmakers and you on the phone.
And the newsmaker today is undoubtedly Concorde. At 11:30 this morning, British Airways Concorde will commence its first scheduled flight to Bahrain. And we're here at Heathrow Airport to see it on its way.
But apart from a Gale and a Hayes, there was also another presenter for a time.
And now the time is 10 o'clock.
Good morning and welcome to Frost on Thursday, where, as we said, we're going to try and deal with the hottest events and the hottest issues. We shall be talking today to Arthur Scargill.
Afternoon programming changed as well, and very quickly became much more newsy.
Hello, News Day.
Yeah, well, we've got the stock market in the present state of play, which is pretty ludicrous.
I'm feeling that we can do a Q&A with...
Telephone quality is a bit weak in parts, but I think it'll survive there.
It's News Day. We're wondering if you could help us to find any American draft dodgers.
I can do a straight voice piece just on the docks.
We have a minute and a half on this.
Is the ceasefire still holding?
LBC 4, 7.
Could I have News Day, please?
Is that John Snow?
Yes, okay.
The difficulty is we're really tied up from 11:15 onwards. We go on air at 12.
The time is 12 o'clock.
Newsday, LBC's lunchtime look at international, national and London news with John Snow and Carol Barnes.
It's 7 o'clock.
Newswatch, a look at world, national and London news as it happens. Newswatch, edition 3.
It's 11 o'clock.
LBC News presents Night Final, a comprehensive roundup of today's world, national, and London news. Night Final.
Good evening, this is Des Fahis.
Douglas Cameron became involved in the long afternoon news programmes and the Question of News quiz. And Douglas also presented Saturday's Sports Watch for a time, making him one of the hardest working radio personalities ever, surely. The other programme to mention, of course, grew out of the afternoon children's programme.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis.
And Mr. Nasty, see, she's on my side.
Susanna Simons must have made a mistake. You are not supposed to be here. Please go. Please go away. It's 33 minutes past 11. We're coming up to the last section of Jellybone. I'm Jean Davis. Mr. Nasty has gone away. And in this section...
Hooray! Nasty is king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the Nasty Man can. Well, that's the Mr. Nasty theme tune that everybody knows
loves.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Well, you wouldn't. You're a girl. Are you going to join in the next verse, Gene Davis?
I might try blowing this
You haven't
whistle.
Joined in all year to that verse.
I'm not going to sing with you.
Since it's Christmas, you should join in to the next verse. Because everybody at home's going to join in, aren't they? All together. At home, here we go. Nasty is the king. Boys and girls, sing. Because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the Nasty Man can.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh. You're going to join in with this, Therese, later on. Here
nice
we go.
Nice one,
Nasty
it?
Man. Nasty. Nasty man, a nasty man.
He did it wrong.
I argue better than anyone can. And you can call me upon your phone and argue with me right from your home and try to get blood out of a stone. 'Cause I am nasty, Mr. Nasty. Do not wait. Dial 3538 1111 on the line of hate. It's the number Nasty fans are dialing in their millions, making noise like old tin cans.
Jellybone, the only LBC programme ever to have been transferred to television, Therese Birch and Mr. Nasty, who made it, of course, onto Saturday morning television eventually. And you can call it's rather good to have Therese back on LBC these days.
And argue with me right from your home and try to get blood out of a stone, because I am nasty.
In his other guise, of course, John Forrest, who played Mr. Nasty, presented the religious Sunday programme We Believe.
I could sing a lot better than that.
Right, I'm glad you mentioned
what
that.
What have I said?
Because there's the
what
word.
What have I said?
And we're coming up to the next verse, and the words are Mr. Nasty, etc.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
After three. One, okay. Two, three. Right, go on.
Oh, what now?
When the tune comes round.
Nasty man. I argue better than anyone can.
Oh, horrible voice.
And you can, sir, call me up on your phone.
Oh.
And argue with me right from your home.
Oh.
To try and get blood out of a stone.
Oh.
Because I am nasty.
Oh, you're not nasty, I'm nasty. Do not wait, dial 3x3, 1.
In the mid-80s, LBC lost direction somewhat. Gone was its commitment to news, gone too, Jeff Wayne's outstanding music. Instead, LBC Radio emerged, seemingly often with less news per hour than even Radio 1. Thankfully, however, that particular period of LBC's history did not last for long.
That jingle you heard a moment ago was the last one you'll ever hear on LBC.
Because LBC split itself into two different radio stations. On medium wave, or AM as we must now call it, London Talkback Radio, essentially a 24-hour phone-in, and on 97.3 FM, LBC Crown FM. There were new voices and new programmes. Only Nightline and Night Extra remained on both frequencies during the week. However, gone was AM. Dougie Cameron was briefly joined by Bob Wellings on London Talkback Radio, but the programme is now hosted only by Douglas and is largely a phone-in. It doesn't cover that much news. Douglas, of course, presents it very well, but in my opinion, it's a vehicle much inferior to his talents. The Crown FM breakfast programme floundered originally as it came over as being too serious. Then came a series of guest presenters with Richard Dallin, including politicians and journalists, and among them, Angela Rippon. Angela eventually accepted the job of presenting the breakfast programme on LBC News Talk 97.3, as the station was now renamed.
LBC News Talk 97.3.
So Mr. Mellors made his farewell speech. I suppose in his case we could say a farewell performance. And we're expecting his successor at the Ministry of Fun to be announced fairly soon. Well, no doubt the tabloid press are delighted, but the change, of course, does mean more uncertainty for the arts.
Once more, there was a well-presented and yet light-hearted news programme for London's mornings. But after a year, Angela was switched to the afternoons, where she still presents an excellent show. The mornings on News Talk are now with Mike Carlton, a highly professional and award-winning sound, but still, to my mind, lacking the old AM warmth. One other change is the development of News Talk's theme music, which tries to reflect the old LBC theme and captures some of its style.
LBC News Talk 97.3 News.
This, however, is not a tape of LBC of today, but of memories of LBC. And one voice I can't forget, a lady whose voice was always a delight to listen to in the old days, Tricia Ingrams.
The Inland Waterways Association, Mr. Ingrams, are holding a guided walk along the Regent's Canal, following the course of the canal past St. Pancras and the Islington Tunnel to the City Road Basin. It starts at Camden at...
Try again.
It starts at Camden Town Underground Station.
LBC reports.
4:05 with me, Paul Ingram, sitting in for Rick Davis, and Tricia Ingram sitting in for Alan Clark.
LBC's husband and wife team there, Paul and Tricia Ingrams. But for some sounds and voices from LBC past, and those I miss, you'll surely pardon, Here's a little reminder.
Foy at British Airways, first report of the day. Good morning, everybody.
British
Airways Flight Watch arrived 2 years ago with news of aircraft movements to and from Heathrow. Our aviation jargon often leaves you mystified with talk of short-haul, shuttle, but they're always justified. We send our birthday greetings to all at LBC from Neville, Trevor and Marie and their skipper. Yes, that's me.
Thanks very much, Dudley. That was jolly good. Well, Laurie Keenan at the AA and Dudley Foy at British Airways. Sorry you're not down here with us this year.
It's 9:30 and this is Chris Ryder.
Now, we look forward very much to your calls at 353-8111. 353-8111. First, though, we'll have a look at the headlines. 417 metres in the medium wave, 97.3 BHF. This is Open Line and your host is George Gale.
And good morning, this is George Gale, opening up today's Open Line, this week's Open Line on 353-8111, and from now until 12 o'clock.
A year ago today, the news of 12 months ago, a major row over remarks by British Leyland Chairman Sir Richard Dobbin.
But isn't this where London Broadcasting are playing Capital first? That should be the match of the year.
That's right, both matches on the same night.
Okay, lads, then, this is it.
Two matches for the price of one at Upton Park on Tuesday, all in aid.
Okay, lads, showers first.
I don't think we need comment on that. It's a good suggestion. Get down and watch the boys play. It's just coming up to 12
Alan,
minutes.
Alan, it's coming up to that time, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid it is. You're going to depart rather swiftly, but not before a few celebrations, I trust.
No, I hope so. I hope to be supping a few drinks with the lads and lasses.
I hope you give my regards to that that awful place in Easter Road.
Another newsreader in, Reggie Bosanquet is coming into my programme tonight, who says he doesn't want to be a personality.
Sue Jameson with Alan Clark. I'm Rick Davis. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
Owing to an industrial dispute, normal services on both LBC and Independent Radio News have been suspended for the time being.
So I want to reassure Brian Hayes' listeners that the only reason he's not there is simply that he's on his holidays. Well, sir, holidays, don't worry, he's not out there or anything like that. He's off on his holidays, you know, eating glass and making scars on himself in the mirror and things like that.
353-8111, your 3 o'clock call. Sid in Epsom.
30, and this is Ken Guy.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's me, Monty Modley.
A very good morning. It's 8 o'clock. This is David Addy.
Well, I don't think AM's ever going to be the same after this. We have enough problems with Cameron as it is wanting to sing, but from now on in, well, it's anything goes.
That's it from me. My thanks to all the team here at Olympia, including my producer, Janet Walsh. Stay tuned for Newswatch with Jill Strickland. And until tomorrow at 2, when LBC returns to the Audio Fair, this is Stuart Francis wishing you a very happy day.
We take you over now to the home of Dougie Cameron, LBC newsreader, just after he has returned home from work.
Hello, dear. What sort of day did you have?
I read the news today, oh boy.
Stay tuned to LBC, where news comes first.
Oh, fantastic. Very good, Keith. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's no end to what they'll do, you know, when you run a competition.
You won't, however, get me singing any songs.
The time now is 7:45, and you're listening to AM on LBC.
I don't know, but I think the crow must be pretty common because it says caw.
It's 9:30, this is Malcolm Rennie.
Save that one specially for you.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
You have the
elections, even this one, the second in a year, needn't be cause for furrowed brows.
Norman Baxter at the AA. And don't forget, if you're Scots and you want to go first footing by telephone, the number to call is 01353 8111.
10 years have passed and you're still wearing the same dreary old suit.
It is. Well, it's all
that's
well.
That's really dreadful.
I can still get into it, though.
My name's Duncan Campbell.
In 1993, Crown Communications sold LBC to Dame Shirley Porter. Immediately, the station gained a new, fresh feel. Gone was the harsher business background. LBC is once again a family radio station. And that family is London. And LBC is justifiably the voice of London. My original script ended there. But now the future of LBC looks bleak, following the Radio Authority's announcement. So let me take this opportunity to thank all at LBC for what will have been 21 years of great service to London, and to wish you, in the meantime, a very happy 20th birthday. We play out with my only good recording of the old LBC theme, sadly only in mono. It was once promised for release on record, but that never happened. Perhaps the promised demise of LBC can be averted too. My name's Jeff Lumley. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this tape, and I hope you continue to produce some great LBC for the year to come. This tape was a production of Lumley's Broadcast Cassette.
Hello, Douglas Cameron here on Lumley's Broadcast Cassette, independent model radio for the 80s.